life for that, for ease and comfort. Isn't there something in the Bible about that? It says, but tonight, be careful, your soul will be required tonight. You've laid up much, but you weren't rich toward God. You did a lot of good things. You worked real hard, but you weren't rich towards God. My God. I tell you, we got to lay some stuff up for the sweet by and by. Because I don't plan on being on poverty row in heaven. If there is a poverty row, I'll be glad to get there any way I can. Somebody said, if you get there by the skin of your teeth, but I never seen no skin on nobody's teeth. Unless they bit somebody. So I'm not sure you can get there by the skin of your teeth, but you know what he's talking about. But he said, oh, he says, you've laid up, you built more barns, he says, and he says, don't you know tonight your soul will be required of you. My God. People say I'm stupid. People say you're dumb. People say you shouldn't give. He said, what are you giving to that church for? What are you doing? Friend, I'm laying up treasure. Whew. I got an account in heaven. Yeah. When you see me riding around in my gold chariot, don't be jealous of me. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I expect to see you all doing that too. We'll have a few chariot races. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you getting anything? He says they gather it together and they heap it so that he, God, may give it to him that is good before God and pleases God. Hallelujah. Are we pleasing God? Lord, help us to answer that. You're not condemning us. You're wanting us to be blessed. Amen? And God's got things for us. Amen? They don't realize it. They thought they were getting it for themselves. They're getting it for you. The Bible says the wealth of sinners laid up for the just. All right. Say, give it to me. Come on, shout, give it to me. Yeah. Yeah, Lord, I want everything you got. Proverbs 4 through 5 says, in all you're getting, get wisdom and understanding. In all you're getting, in all you're doing, in all you're getting and going, get wisdom and understanding. She will protect you. Love her. She will guard you. Exalt her, and she will promote you. Promotion comes from wisdom. And bring you to great honor. In all you're getting, get wisdom and understanding. Where do you get wisdom? From the Word. You will only have as much wisdom as you have Word. If you don't get much Word, you will be going on worldly wisdom, inspired by the devil, and you don't even know it. Till the end result. Uh-huh. She'll promote you. She'll bring you to great honor. You can see wisdom and wealth go together. Amen? Notice the Bible refers to wisdom as her. That ought to make the ladies pretty happy. Exalt her. She shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor. She shall keep thee. I love the movie The Shack. Did you see The Shack? It portrayed wisdom, those of you that saw it, portrayed her as a woman. It was a great portrayal. They really knocked that. We have it. We're going to show it on a movie night here. I've seen it 3 times. I loved it. I'll see it again. They were out of the box. It answered the question of, if God is so good and God is so big, then why has this happened in my life? That's a question a lot of people are asking, especially in the world, and some in the church. Come on, if you be honest about it. God, you're so big, you could have stopped that. I love you, I serve you, I paid my tithes, I come to church regular. Why am I going through this? Why is everybody picking on me?